It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Joining us on the line is Pastor Teresin Maleta. Good afternoon to you, Pastor. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. Are you ready for a question for today?
Good afternoon. I think I'm ready to answer the question.
All right. The question is, why can't God just wave his hand and destroy the devil?
You know, that is a question that I've also asked myself, at least among the many questions that we've had this week. There is one that I resonate with, that is the one that we are trying to answer this afternoon. But if we are Bible scholars, or we are people who study the Bible, in the book of Revelation chapter 20, verse 10 there, we know that God will one day defeat Satan by throwing him into the lake of fire, where he will be tortured. The Bible says he will be tortured day and night forever. A day is coming when God is going to destroy the devil. Like the person who's asked the question, we sometimes wonder why God has not destroyed the devil already. Perhaps we will never know God's exact reasoning, but what we know is that he will one day destroy the devil. Now, first thing, we know that God is he is the creator. He is absolutely sovereign over all things that have been created, and this includes even the devil himself. And we do know that one day he will destroy the devil, but he has not yet come to that point, or he has come.
All right, the line seems to have dipped again. I do apologize for that. It happens from time to time. As soon as the pastor is back, we'll have the pastor clarify what he's saying, hoping he realizes that he's off air for some reason. Let's try and drop that line and call him again. We're going to... As soon as... There you go. Pastor, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
All right, continue from this.
I was about to read a text from Isaiah chapter 14, verse 24, that says, "The Lord of hosts has sworn, as I have planned, so shall it be, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand." You and I are asking, why can't God just do away with the devil right now? So the Bible there tells us that he has sworn and he has planned something for the devil. There is coming a day when he will destroy the devil. We don't know why he has not destroyed him now. Now, the second thing, we know that all things, one of the most loved texts in the Bible, Romans 8:28, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Whatever God has planned for Satan, that plan, as per according to Isaiah, that plan for Satan, that plan will be the best one possible. God's perfect wrath and justice will be satisfied when he destroys the devil at the time that he had planned. Now, the third and the last thing is this. We know that the question of destroying the devil and his timing sometimes is questionable. We are wondering, why can't he do it now? But we should remember that God is not like man. He does not think like man. If we and I were in his shoes, we would probably have destroyed the devil right away. But the Bible says in Psalms 18, verse 30, "As for God, his way is perfect. Whatever plan that comes from the mind of the Almighty is the best plan possible." It is true that we can't expect to understand that mind perfectly, as he reminds us that, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord of hosts. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Nevertheless, our responsibility to God is to obey him, to trust him, and to submit to his will. Whether we understand it or not, we must submit to his will. In the case of this of timing, of his timing for Satan's destroying or destruction or demise, it has to be the best possible plan, because it is God's plan. It can never be our plan, and we will never understand it. But the most assuring thing is, one day God will destroy the devil. It might not be in a time that we want him to do so, but one day he will do it.
Okay. Loud and clear. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Appreciate your time and your insights. Thank you very much, Mfundisi.
Thank you.
It's never just about faith. It's how you actually live. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.